Hi, everybody. Come on in. I'm changing my name. You're going to need a few things for this call, everybody. You're going to need the next best action deep dive discovery assessment worksheet. It's a mouthful. Yes, it is. So, I'm going to give you the link to that. You're going to need a pen. Go in your chat box right now, if you would, please. Just click that chat box. Make sure it says everyone in the blue square, and you will see the deep dive discovery next best action worksheet is in there. That's what we're doing today. It is the most integral part of our monthly challenge for August. Hi, everybody. Come on in. We're starting right on time today. As I was saying, you need a pen and or your digital markup program. You need to go in your chat box. You need to set it to everyone. And I want you to familiarize yourself with the bottom of whatever screen you're looking at. You may need to swipe to see this if you're on a mobile phone. But I want you to see there's a Q&A button. So if you have questions about what we're doing, you're going to put your question in there. This is an active working call. So there's Ashley. I'm promoting Ashley to panelist so that she can answer your questions in the Q&A as I kind of run the call. So this is how it's going to work. We're going to go over what the monthly challenge is this month. I never want to assume that anybody knows what's happening. So if you feel like you are behind, you don't know what the challenge is, what are we doing this month? If you kind of have like, I'm behind. I don't know what's happening. No, you're not. That's what this call is for. And so you are in the very right place to, I'm going to help walk you through all of it. This is like our goal is to make it real easy for you. And then we're going to take a look at this worksheet and you're going to have time to do it right now on the call. The goal of the call is for you to leave with this completed. You're also going to be able to leave the call with your step three completed, which is your 1 to 3 data-driven actions that are easy and doable that will help you move the needle on your weight loss. And let's not forget those of you who are losing weight like bosses, this is for you too. The assessment is also a tool for you to really identify the things that you have dialed in that are creating results for you. And you identifying what those are is super important because we don't want you to let those go. We want you to validate them. We want you to identify them and we want you to rinse and repeat what you're doing. Okay. So this is not a never-ending process of just adding more and more and more to your plate. The goal is to find what works for you of the things that are available to you. And that certainly does not mean you need to be using everything on this assessment sheet. This is like a platter, a menu of items for you to pull the trigger on to experiment with and then see what moves the scale or keeps the scale moving, if you will. Okay. So, Ashley, would you do me a favor and put that link for the worksheet that we're working on in the chat, please? And everybody get out. If you're listening on the podcast, on the replay, I'm going to just encourage you to, if you can, go back to the website and watch the video replay so you can visually see what's happening on this call. It's probably really going to help you. Or you could just continue listening on the podcast and then come back to it later. Okay. So let me get my chat back in my meeting window. That's more helpful for me. Okay. Now I've got to share my screen. Let's see. Hold on. Bear with me, everybody. Okay. This is going to be a little bit of a surprise. All right. Do you all see the creed of a no BS woman? Can you tell me in the chat if you see that? Okay. Why am I showing you the creed of a no BS woman? Okay. It's because we're talking about figuring out what could work throughout each week in August. And then you're going to use accountability. Don't freak out. To help you follow through on your promises and what you're going to work on. Now, every single person, I don't care if you're the biggest introvert in the world, is going to use accountability. Because guess who your number one partner is in accountability? Does anybody know? Put it in the chat. Who is your number one accountability partner that is always there for you? Yes, it's yourself. It's yourself. And look, I get like accountability groups, they're so powerful. But I just want to be honest with all of you. Not everybody does well with accountability partners. Some people are like lone wolves. Okay. They're a small percentage, but I don't want you all to think that you can't do this or that accountability is not for you. You are just going to use all the points that we talk about, if that's you, with yourself. And there's a way to do that, because whatever we say you can do for accountability groups, you can also do with and for yourself. And you actually should be doing that, because we don't want to keep you dependent on your accountability partner or your accountability group to know what you're doing in order to have the motivation to like get the shit done that you need to get done. You need to like always be working on your follow through, becoming somebody who has a great reputation with herself first and others at the same time. Okay. So part of accountability though, when we talk about external accountability, it's you got to be a little courageous for this shit. And this is why a lot of you don't reach out for an accountability partner or group. It's because it involves being in a group with a beginner's mindset, which means and a growth mindset. So you can use those terms interchangeably. A growth mindset is coming into accountability knowing, hey, I'm not getting all of the results that I want. So I'm going to use other people's perspectives, their removed perspective, to give me insight and feedback, and also a space for me to say what I will commit to doing. And then it's my responsibility to follow up with the follow through on those commitments. And again, you can do this with yourself by coming back, putting things in your calendar and addressing them and assessing them. So there can be some shitty thinking about accountability groups, what other people are doing. I mean, I hear it all as a coach from my clients, and sometimes it can be a little challenging. But when you remember the No BS Woman creed, this will really help you push through and have the courage to have some, honest conversations that are very compassionate as well. Okay. So go down to the bottom part. Well, let's just read them all. I mean, I really do think this is going to set the tone for the work we're doing here today. You're going to make your weight loss a priority because you're ready to lose weight. You're going to try things that may not feel comfortable. And when you fuck up, you will make the next best decision. As a no BS woman, you will do your best to keep showing up, and you will reach out to other no BS women when you feel stuck. This is part of your commitment to being a member. You will use no BS resources and actually do shit with them. Okay. The next part is the commitment to yourself. You will show up for yourself no matter what. You will tell yourself the truth even when it feels like shit. You will own your results, knowing that you're the only one who puts the hand to your mouth, and you will not walk away from your dreams until they are fulfilled. That means just never giving up on yourself. Giving up is not an option. And you can actually enjoy that process because you're in an amazing membership with tons of support, right? And finally, there's a commitment to the community. And this is where like your greater community of No BS Women and your accountability group, your partner, and yourself is all part of this. So the requirement is to be open and honest with your struggles, your success, and your fears. I think maybe we don't have such a hard time sharing our struggles, but sometimes we have a hard time sharing our successes because we worry like, oh, well, I don't want other people in my accountability group to feel bad because I'm actually losing weight. No, fuck that. They need you to show them that it's possible. They're going to ask you questions. You are an example of somebody who's figured it out in your way, and you have things to share with them. That is so key. You will remember that taking care of yourself is the priority so that you can show up fully for the community. Okay. You will not post a damn thing in the community until you make a plan for the day. Can I get some reactions here? I want to see thumbs up if you've already made your plan for today. You know, I don't know if I can really see this. Oh, yes, I see them. Okay. Yay. Good. Yes, this is about discernment. Okay. Don't go into any Facebook group until you've made your plan. All right. I will consider deepening my connection to the community by exploring subgroups and accountability groups. If you have not gotten your accountability group and you're like, you know what, Heather's talking about this, I think it's time. Just go on the website, go to the main menu and request your accountability partner. Okay. It's time. I will respect our No BS culture by allowing others to think, feel, and do for themselves and by not being an asshole. So what does that mean? That means like when you're in an accountability group or you see people posting in Facebook about their struggles, just know, like from the seat of the coach, I know, and you're welcome to borrow this, even though you're not a coach. I know that each and every one of you need your struggles. It's a requirement to have a struggle so that you have the contrasted experience of knowing what doesn't work. Then we look at what doesn't work and we use it to explore and troubleshoot and brainstorm what could work. And that is just the process of figuring it out. So, you know, just know like struggles, confusion, overwhelm, it's all for you. You don't have to buck the process. You can actually like open up to it with that beginner mind, you know, with that growth mindset and use your accountability group and the perspectives of others, you know, even if it's just on Facebook to like really ask yourself, like, maybe my first impression is no, that's not true, or I don't like that, or that's not me. I already know what to do, but I just don't know what I'm like. That's the biggest hoser. I know what to do. I'm just not doing it. I think that is the biggest lie, because I know if you really knew what to do and you knew how easy it can be, then you would be doing it. So you've got something that's a point for you to really dig into, okay? And the final one is to practice compassion for other No BS women as I practice compassion for myself. So it's always compassion first. You know, we're not going to hustle or push past discomfort. We're going to allow it to be there so that we can hear the wisdom that's part of it. So if you're looking for this, this photo of the No BS Woman Creed, it is on the main Facebook group. I pinned a post there about this call and the photo is there. Just make a note to go after the call and grab this. Okay. It's there for you in that post. All right. I'm going to stop sharing my screen. All right. We ready? Y'all should have gotten your worksheet ready. I'm just going to quickly go over it, so that we can do, a quick overview, but first I want to show you the, the monthly challenge. Okay. So you should see come on here. You should see the August weight loss challenge is called the Stall Buster Challenge. Okay. So always start when you're like, okay, what am I doing with no BS? You always ask, who am I? What am I doing? And where am I going? Who am I? What am I doing? Where am I going? Okay. Let me just fill in the blanks for you. You're a no BS woman. We just went over what that means. Okay. You're going to put on your no BS woman hat and all that goes with it. And now you're going to look at this challenge. And this is a stall buster challenge. This is designed with tools to help you push past any stalls or like gaining and losing patterns that you've been doing. Or if you are losing weight, it's a way for you to identify the things that are really working, so you know what they are, so you can just keep rinsing and repeating them. Okay. So it's a three-step challenge. You're going to watch the video, intro video, or you can just listen to me here. That's fine. You're going to get this assessment worksheet, which is right here. And you're going to listen to the Wednesday calls with Corinne. She's going to each week help you apply the work as you use this worksheet to help you bust past your stalls. Okay. And then you're going to visit the Facebook group and ask coaches to share your wins. Okay. You can also share your struggles. We're here for you. All right. And here's your buttons for everything that you need. Now let's look at this assessment. So this is just such a beautiful assessment. I can't tell you how excited I was to see it. So it's four steps. So you're going to do an assessment where you rate all the areas that you could work on for your weight loss, a one, a two, or a three. Hardly ever is one. Two is kind of most of the time, and number three means all of the time. So it's just like a survey. So this is not like you need to have a three in all of these things to lose weight. That is just not, that's not what we're saying. This is just a general overview so that you have in your head like a good idea of all of the areas that you can work in that might be critical and key to help you right now. So you're going to go through and rate them. It probably only takes about 2 minutes to rate. Then you're going to take your lowest habits that you identified on page one and the top part of page two, and you're going to list them all here on the left-hand side. Now you'll see, maybe you don't have any ones, but if you wanted to, like, let's say you had just had twos and you were still interested in things that you could level up, just write your lowest ranked habits here on the left. Then you're going to just take that list and you're going to order them from the easiest to work on to the hardest to work on. And then you're going to come to page three and you're going to take those top three habits that are easiest to work on and you're going to write them here on the left-hand column. And then you're going to ask yourself, how could I work on this habit? Like, what's a level up that I could do as far as my working on this? And then I also want you to identify what could make it easy to get started with this level up. What's the first step toward that level up? Okay. This is the part we're working on today. And I would really encourage you to think about it like this. Each week that you weigh in August, before you weigh in or after you weigh in, I want you to go through this, at least come back to your step three. Okay. Or do the whole thing all over again. And I want you to assess what you did from the above section. See how it worked. See how the scale moved. If it moved, did it work? Didn't it? And then you try again. And listen, I'm going to let you in on a big secret. That's what I do with all my clients in private coaching. So this is an amazing tool for all of you to kind of like look at and have the process that an actual coach, a one-on-one coach, would go through with you. And so that you can be working smarter, not harder. Okay. Now I'm going to show you what mine looks like. Now, don't forget, I am an advanced user of the tools. So I don't have ones. I shouldn't. I mean, I could have ones. Life happens for sure. But right now my life is kind of chugging along and I'm doing pretty good. So I'm going to stop sharing this. I've got to share something else. Let me go to Acrobat. That's where mine is. All right. This is my assessment. You can see I do it digitally. And you can see here that the twos are the ones that I don't have completely locked in. Like I said, I don't have ones. Like there, I'm actively engaged with most of it. And, you know, shocker, no surprise. My mindset work as a coach is like, it's all threes, right? Because that's what I do professionally. I have a lot of practice with it and no surprise there. But there are some twos that I can work on. Okay. So even if this is lots of ones for you, you would go ahead and list them here in step two. So here's what I suggest. If you have no ones, tell yourself, good job. The next thing you ask yourself is, am I getting results? And for me, I'm very proud to say I lost 4.1 pounds in July. So I know that what I wrote over here, although it's not perfect, it's getting me results. And so it's amazing. Like, yes, I'm going to give myself a little hand, a little pat on the back. Good job, Heather. Make some victory arms. All right. So am I getting results? Yes. Okay. Then the question is, do I want to level up? Because listen, if you're getting results and you're losing weight and like you're enjoying the process, like fuck, like just rinse and repeat what you're doing if that's cool with you. Okay. But I do want to level up. I want to see, there's some things there that I wanted to take a closer look at. And I think most of you also do. So if it's yes, then go ahead and rank it. And you can see here, I just changed the ones to twos because I had twos. So in order, it was weekly assessing, waiting for hunger, and 7 hours of sleep. Okay. So here's what it looks like. Now I'm going to see, I'm going to do this. So y'all can just see, can you see this? Okay. Is it big enough? Can I see, hear some feedback in the chat? Okay. There's some thumbs up. Okay, good. So I want you to really take a close look at step three. This is like the guts of the magic of this worksheet. So here's your habit was the weekly assessing. Remember I had all twos for that. And that was because on my vacation, I was busy with a personal project and I just made the decision to let all my assessing go for that week. I still made plans for my food, but I did not assess. I was like up to my eyeballs in a personal project. So I did put twos for that. So I think I would like to have a closer look on my weekly assessment. And I just asked myself, okay, what could I do to recommit to weekly assessing? And it's that deep dive discovery weekly assessment worksheet. It's in the worksheet section of the website. And I just thought, okay, I'm going to start using that again. But notice, it's not enough to say what you will do. You have to bring it over into the right-hand column and ask yourself, how do I make it easy to do? How do I dial it in so that, such that it's got to happen? Like I put it in a process so that I can't avoid doing it. And this is where your accountability group or partner or Facebook, right, will come in. You can even use Facebook as accountability. So I wrote, it's on the website, the Deep Dive Discovery Weekly Assessment. For weekly assessing is on the website. If you pull down the main menu and you go to, you'll see helpful worksheets there. And it's right there on helpful worksheets. Maybe Ashley can find it for y'all and put it in the chat. So I thought, okay, well, how come I wasn't assessing weekly anyway? And I was like, well, I use a different planner. And so that deep dive discovery worksheet kind of lives outside of my planner. So I don't see it all the time. It's not like easy for me to run into it. So I thought, okay, well, I'm going to make like a whole packet of those in my good notes, like for however many weeks are left in the year. And I'm going to put them right next to my weekly planner. And then I'm going to tell my accountability group that I'm going to post it in our Marco Polo channel every Friday when I weigh in. So that's a great way for you to use your accountability. Say your intention in your accountability space, and then you got to put it on your calendar with an alarm that you have to actually turn off. And then you've got to make yourself, you know, a promise that you will follow through. Okay. So I'm going to put it on the calendar. I'm going to tell Christy and Yesenia that I'm going to do that. And I'm going to make it easy for myself. Okay. So do you see the gist of like how I talked myself through engaging more with this habit that I'd like to dial in more? Okay. So when you all think about what you have on your worksheet, if you're having trouble with this process, that's what I want to coach you on today. Okay. And that's what you can raise your hand about. But I want you to really like see how I'm doing it here and see what you come up with. Like, I don't want anyone to come in, ask for coaching and just say, tell me what to do. Like, I want you to have some idea of what might work and then I'll help you refine it. Okay. And it's the same process for waiting for hunger. Now I'm on prescription medication that has in the past few months caused me to not feel physical hunger the way that I'm used to feeling it. Or maybe like for many of you, waiting for hunger is kind of vague in your head, or you're not sure if you actually are hungry when you eat or what that's like. Okay. So a way to level up that's what you got to figure out. How can you truly wait for hunger? What would you need to be doing that you're not currently doing? And I thought for myself, and this is where it gets specific to you and specific to your life. Okay. So for me, it's like, well, the reason why I'm not sure if I'm eating every time with physical hunger is because I'm not recognizing my new kind of changed hunger signals. They're a little bit like less obvious to me. So I thought, well, why don't I just write a sentence and describe what I'm feeling in the moment that I think I have hunger? Because that would help me figure out what the new hunger signals are like. Okay, how could I make that easy? Now we're going into the right-hand column. How can I make it easy? I'm like, all right, well, what if I just opened up my notes app before I ate, wrote my description of what hunger feels like, and then at the end of the month, I'll have like, what is 30 times 3? 90? I'll have 90 descriptions of what hunger feels like. And I'll be able to look at all those descriptions and I'll have a really clear idea of like my new hunger signals. And that will help me feel much more confident and clear about like how to read them. And I can compare that with, you know, my scale results to either confirm that what I think is hunger is hunger, or, you know, the scale won't move if I'm eating when I'm not hungry. You see that? So it's about being really creative and like I always have to close my eyes and imagine myself in the moment that I want to do that habit that I'm not doing. And I really like step into like what that's like for me and what my challenges are and what I could do. That's just like as easy as stepping over a broomstick. Okay. And then it's the same for sleep. So for me, I know if I'm not sleeping great, it's because I'm not moving enough. Okay. So then the question was, how could I make moving a little bit more easier? Like just the first step. And I'm like, all right, it's time for like stand notifications. You guys do that on your iWatch or your smartwatch. Like I gotta remind myself to get up. And I know when I get up from my desk and I stand, like I'm just more able to think like I've been more active that day. And then I would be able to more easily also take my walk at least 10 minutes after my lunch. Rain or shine, because I have the treadmill in my garage, just 10 minutes on my work days. And I know if I were to do those two things, that would probably really make a difference in my sleep, but we'll see. So all these things I put on my calendar And next Friday, see this? Step four, put it in your weigh-in day, your next weigh-in day, to assess how step three worked for you. Okay, I tried all these things with assessing my hunger cues and my sleep. And I would probably like look at my Oura ring to see if my sleep got better. I would look at the scale to see if I continued to lose weight and see if I put my hunger cues in my notes app, right? And all that. And this is just what you do each week. Okay. So I'm going to stop sharing now. I'm going to take some water. All right. You all should have most of your worksheet filled out. Let's do some coaching. No one has their hand up? Okay. I am your coach. Stacy, you're going to come up. I'm going to coach you. Okay. Here she comes.
Okay. You hear me?
Yeah. There you are. Hi. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm okay. Great. I love your flamingo.
That was from camp and I just never changed it.
It's so good.
So I took the assessment a little bit earlier this week. I'm pretty good with like monthly assessments and I do the deep dive weekly. I often know what I need to work on. Does that mean I do? That's a whole other story.
Okay. But
I do understand, let's say, why I didn't lose any weight this week or why I did last week.
Okay.
But my number one that I decided is the one that I want to work on is my future self.
Okay. Because
I think that starting something with writing about or thinking about that would be reasonably easy. And I also, after the week I've had, think it is very important. I am very unhappy in my job. I need to make some decisions over the next year about whether I'm going to move. And if I do that, how I'm going to find work and all these other things. But right now I'm sort of terrified.
Yeah.
3 years ago, I did that. I mean, I did move and change jobs and it worked out and but I'm not happy where I am. So I'm kind of stuck with how to get past, well, if I decide I want to do this, what if it doesn't happen? Or what if I fail at it? Or all those other things that are coming into my mind.
Okay. So did this issue sort of show up in your assessment of the skills on this worksheet?
The work issue has been there and I haven't really committed to deciding what to do about it. I've just sort of been sitting.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying. How does what you want to work on affect your habits and your thinking around food?
Well, I think one of the big things that might affect is sleep. Because I feel a lot of stress, unhappiness, frustration, anger. So
and how does that affect your sleep, do you think? See, y'all, this is where we go from, let me just interrupt you for a second. Just hold your thought. This is so key. You're helping so many women by your example. I just want to really thank you, Stacy. So Stacy knows there's an issue, right? And it should have come up on the part about sleep and water. I assume it did.
Yeah, my sleep is notoriously a low point in my assessment. Water, I'm good.
Okay. So you see, when she got to number three, sleep would have been there. And then she would have asked herself, okay, what's a way I can level up? And her mind's like, but I have all this stuff about work and all this uncertainty and all this terror and all this overwhelm. Of course I can't sleep, right? You see, she's in the problem. Yeah. And this is a great way for you to just be like, okay, if you had a friend, here's my tip for all of you. Pretend that you are listening to a friend of yours talk about your challenge that you want to work on. And she's like, I'm not getting sleep. I have this thing with work. It's an ongoing issue. And I want to really work on my sleep. Like, I don't even know what to do. What would you tell her? As an easy way to get started. What do you think, Stacy?
I try going to bed earlier. I try you know, closing down screens. I don't watch TV really after about 7 or 8 o'clock at night. I read, or I sometimes journal.
Yeah. But that's a little bit like putting a Band-Aid on a broken arm, don't you think?
Yeah, because the stuff that's keeping me awake is still there.
That's right. So then the question is, how do we go a little bit deeper and address the status of your brain and its concerns and its worries?
I mean, I don't know. I know that's not a good answer, but
yeah. Okay. So let me help you. And this is like a great example of how y'all can show up in your accountability group, like ask for help and just say, I'm stumped. Like, I don't know what to do. I've tried all of these things. Do you all have any ideas for me? Okay. So with sleep, I know that, you know, your brain is kind of like a computer where it has like short-term memory and long-term memory. And all of this stuff about your job is all being held in short-term memory, right? Because there's no, it's all up in the air. It's a pressing issue that's sort of weighing on your mindset. And your brain is like holding it for you all day. It's holding it. And then when you go to bed and you stop like actively thinking and living your life and you, that quiet space comes in, your brain's like, here you go. Mm-hmm. Is that what happens?
It does it at work too. Believe me, I get very angry sometimes. My situation at work is frustration is one of my key eating triggers because I feel like I'm stuck and can't change anything. And that's, yeah. That frustration is kills me. I mean, it doesn't kill me obviously, but it, I need to escape it because there's nowhere to go with it. I can't change it.
Okay. Well, the first thing we're going to do is triage this problem like a doctor would if you were like bleeding out, right? The first thing we need to do is get you sleeping. So we want to come back to this issue, the habit of sleeping. The first thing I want you to do is to just journal and thought dump. What do you think before you go to bed? Here's what I'm worried about. Here's what I'm feeling. This is what I want. This is what I don't want. What's one thing I could do tomorrow to make progress on this question?
It's going to take
So it's like, okay, this is the problem. This is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm feeling. What is one thing that I promise I will follow through on to make progress on this issue? Okay. I'm also going to assign you some homework. I want you to come to Ask Coaches. Just put Heather, you coached me today and I'm going to answer you today. I'm going to give you Corinne's decision-making process. Mm-hmm. And if any of you want it, you go to Ask Coaches and you'll see the answer there. Because you need to make some decisions because delaying decision-making is not helping you.
No.
It's keeping you stuck and overwhelmed. The job isn't doing that. It's your lack of decision-making.
I've just fallen into things. I haven't always chosen. I'd like, oh, I need a job. Oh, look, they're hiring. I'll go work there.
Yeah.
It's not like I mean, this time when I got this job, I did have a few options, but a lot of my life is, oh, here's a place to live where the rent is good.
And how does that feel when you say that's what you've been doing?
I feel like a loser. I mean, I don't have options. I just have to do whatever is immediate and takes care of the issue.
So I want you to see that remember I said we all need our struggles. This is a struggle that you've had. You're going to use this to tell the new and true story for future you. Okay. That you no longer just accept what comes, that you decide deliberately about what you want. And then you go after the life to make that happen. Okay. And you start with that by doing the decision-making process that I will give you and Ask Coaches. Okay. And then I want you to just start, like, I guess the other thing I would encourage you to do is to just say, like, maybe you can just thank your past self, Stacy, who did just kind of do her best with what came along. Why was that necessary and a good thing as well, even though you don't like it now?
It's not even that I don't like it. I mean, I can appreciate that the phrase, I did the best I could at the time. And sometimes my best wasn't very good, which is a phrase I learned from my mother. And when I made peace with my mother about all kinds of issues, you know, 20, 30 yeah. years ago, I said, listen, I did the best I could. And sometimes my best was not very good. And that compassion, I do use that a little bit on myself, that it fights with, I'm a total failure, but I am able to see, look, circumstances were what they were. I made, you know, whatever choices I felt I didn't have, I kept myself afloat. I wasn't homeless. I, you know, all of those things.
Right. So I want you to see as well, and this could be your other action item to make it easy for you to sleep better, is to not only do the thought download, but to do the letter to your previous self about why not the best choices was good enough, why you have compassion for that version of yourself, and how you can now take meaning from that, what you've learned from that process, and take it into developing the approach to your life moving forward. Did you see that writing this is going to give your brain a lot of certainty and direction about what you will and won't do, which is what it's worried about in the first place and what's keeping you up at night and bothering you at work? Your brain is just desperate for you to tell it, this is who I am, this is where I'm going, and this is what I'm doing. Yes. And I want you to say that every day, and your brain, it'll just calm down. Okay.
All right.
All right. So that will help you with sleep. Are there any other habit things that you want help with for number three?
My other big hole, I have two other, the other biggest hole is staying on my dinner plan. Which ever since I started in September has been an issue for me. And I make some progress. I have actually made some tiny bits of progress over the last 8 or 9 or 10 months. But I've tried making it so easy and, you know, all the different things to try.
Okay. Do you have your your planner right there?
Yeah.
Okay, go back to the last thing. And this is what you guys can do in your accountability groups. When you are talking about this worksheet and you're one of your people in your group is saying, I'm off plan all the time. So you say, all right, take out your plan. Tell me the last time what you planned to eat and what you ate differently. Identify what the difference is. Then we'll talk about it. So what was it?
Last night for dinner.
Okay.
I plan for breakfast and lunch. I often do very well for those two meals.
Okay. What'd you plan for dinner?
I had the makings for what I call my summer salad, which is corn and tomatoes and either mozzarella cheese or shrimp or, and it's pretty easy. And I just come home from work and I'm just like, I don't want that. And it's not even like I go deeply off the rails. You know, I end up
What'd you have instead?
I had like a frozen, healthy choice. I mean, it's not, but I don't really like them. They're like a last resort emergency meal. I just was like, and it's part of it's I come home from work just feeling beaten down.
Because of all the hard talk in your head about you not liking your job and all of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So the real problem here is not a planning problem. It's a hard talk. It's a daytime hard talking problem. You do a lot of hard talk in the day. You get a momentum of negative feeling of being beat down. And then you come in and you don't have the emotional reserves to pull the trigger to do what you said you were going to do. You see this? As long as you continue your hard talk stuff, you will not, like, there's only so much your nervous system can do when it's triggered and activated and stressed out. We are
that way.
Yeah, we're the only species that on Earth that can create a stress response in our own bodies by how we talk to ourselves. That's what a panic attack is. You think about it. A panic attack is the body literally thinking that the thoughts you're thinking, even though it's not real, it's not happening, are actually happening. That's what's happening with your body. I want you to see the mind-body connection of your habit of thinking and shit-talking yourself. Now, I want you to ask yourself, just close your eyes. Picture yourself at work. You're going to have that habit of negative self-talk coming in. And what does inner Stacy need to hear instead?
Just that it'll be okay.
Yeah. She's desperate to hear that. Just a little reassurance, right? Your brain thinks it's helping you by focusing on the bear that's chasing you, this question of work and what you're going to do. But we've got to, like, reassure. We're okay right now. We have a job. Here we are. Our heart is beating. Our lungs are pumping. I care about myself and I don't want to jack myself up during the day. So I'm going to work on this habit by interrupting when I notice I feel defeated. By just taking a breath, hand to heart, like, hey, it's going to be okay. Do you think that you can do that interruption process at least once a day while you're at work?
Yeah.
It just takes like a minute. Like, you go to the bathroom or something if you need to. Okay.
I write that on my plan for how to deal with my obstacles is get up and go to the bathroom.
Yes. It's such an underused skill. Totally. Yeah. If you need a little privacy, just to stop the noise, the phones, the computer, like, well, I don't even know what you do for a living, but
that's all,
you know.
That's every day, all day long. So,
yeah. Okay. So interesting. What came of this? Mm-hmm. You're going to have a decision-making process. You're going to work on that. Like, you can work on that all month. I don't want you to put pressure on yourself to make big decisions. I just want you to, like, look at, like, just answer the questions I give you and ask coaches for the decision-making process and just take your time with it. And just tell your brain, like, I'm figuring this out. Like, we're taking steps. We're not stuck. Like, we're going to find the right answer. And then in the day when that ramps up again, just compassionate, checking in, maybe some breathing, and hey, we're going to be okay. We got this.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Okay? Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Stacy. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm gonna bring you back down.
Okay.
All right. Who else wants coaching? Raise your hand. Okay. She's coming up. Let's see. I have not been looking at the chat. Ashley, did I miss something? Just let me know. Hi, what is your first name? Oh, you're muted.
Wanda.
Hi, Wanda. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Okay. I really enjoyed your data sheets. Are they going to be included when the repost?
Yes, all the links will be there. The links, Ashley will put them in the chat for you too. It's right there. If you go to the right at the homepage, just click the monthly challenge and then the links are all right there. Okay. Before we start though, Ashley asked me, can you repeat the three statements you went over with Stacy? Was it like, who am I? Where am I going? And what am I doing? Is that what you're looking for, Ashley? Who am I? Where am I going? And what am I doing? I think I kind of blank out when I coach, and I don't always remember what I said. All right. But let me know, Ashley. Okay, good, good, good. All right. So Wanda, how did you fill out your assessment?
Yeah, I did. And I actually posted it to the Facebook page.
Okay.
But I don't like I did a good job, though. I had success this week. I lost 3.8 pounds this week.
Wow. Amazing. Let's give her some reactions in the chat.
Thank you.
Awesome job. Well done.
But I this is the first time doing the deep dive data, the new deep dive data sheet on the where it says, you know, give yourself the one like 1, 2, or 3 for the assessments.
Mm-hmm.
I gave myself all ones because I don't really feel like I used the tools like I should be.
Okay. I have serious doubts about that because I know you're losing weight.
Yeah.
So I know that you're not checking out of the four basics. Like how do you attribute the fact that you lost weight to what actions have you done to help you do that?
Okay. So I did, and I feel like I did a little overkill because I did the three sheet, the new three sheet. And then I still did the other deep dive.
Okay.
The holo scale four. Yeah. So it was four sheets that I did. And I posted to the Facebook page. But okay. I would say that my sleep was 100% and my water was 100%. But where I usually run into a little problems is the doable hunger and the stop assessing. No, I assess, but you know, are you hungry? I usually run into problems with that because I really don't have hunger cues, and then stopping at enough.
Okay. So I'm so glad you asked this question. So how long have you been a no BS woman?
Not too long. I'm going to say 2018. So for
Yay!
A long time.
OG in the house. Yeah. Okay. That's awesome. All right.
Well, I said too long because I should have better results as far as how long.
No,
I've
we don't should
in.
On ourselves. Nope.
Okay.
We don't should on it. Remember the creed of a no BS woman. We don't do that. Okay. Like it takes you out of the joy of the moment, like seeing that you got results this week. Like I really need you all to hear me and Wanda too. You really, the better you can feel through this process, the easier weight loss is. And the more you enjoy your life as you enjoy your no BS lifestyle of eating what you want,
yeah.
Right? Enjoying the foods that we get to put on our plan. It's like amazing. And when you should on
right.
yourself, you're like shit all over that. No, we're not doing that anymore. We're a no BS woman. Okay.
Okay.
So here's the really cool thing. Even though, like, I want you to go back and give yourself at least some twos on the stuff, like no all ones. There's no
okay.
way. You're being too hard on yourself. So go back and change some
okay.
twos that you get credit for. Okay.
Okay?
Now, the part about doable hunger, waiting for hunger, physical hunger before you eat and stop eating before you're physically full. You don't have to be a 3 on that in order to lose weight, do you?
Obviously not, because I'm not
obviously
doing that,
not.
So, yeah.
Right. Because
yeah.
as we lose weight, all we have to do is eat just a little bit less than we have been eating. And there's still some overeating
right.
that's still happening. And of course, as
right.
you continue to lose weight, the number of times you overeat or your frequency of overeating will need to decrease or the amounts that you overeat. Cause like you could have a binge, which is big overeat. Maybe you only get one of those per week. Right. But maybe you just slightly overeat. You can have more of those. Right. It just depends on how
right.
you overeat. Right. And so
right.
I don't want you misusing this tool against yourself. This is a tool
okay.
to help motivate you, not say,
okay.
look at all the shit that I could still have threes on. No. Like, here's the beautiful part. You get to be an imperfect user of the four basics and still lose weight. Like, here's the thing, and I'll say it. You could just rinse and repeat exactly what you did last week and feel great about it. There's nothing okay. you have to level up unless you really want to. And if you do choose to level up, it's got to be easy. Okay.
Okay.
So
I want to be conscious of using the tools, because I feel like that in the moments of like when I have the overeat, that I, you know, looking at this data, you know, I should be able to, I should have tools that I can use in a moment. So that's why okay. I want to level up.
Okay. So what does that mean? I want to be conscious when I'm eating. What does that mean? You kind of like check out once you start eating, or what is that?
Yeah. So like, I don't get hungry. So I can go all day without eating, and then I can eat and not be really hungry. I don't have hunger cues. I kind of eat like, you know, based on times, a lot of times.
Okay.
And then, you know, that's how I usually do it. And okay. then a lot of times I'm just putting stuff in my mouth just because.
Okay. So awareness, which means like, just because you're not perceiving the hunger, doesn't right. mean that you can't do a scan and like just check in. Like, how's okay. my energy right now? How many hours has it been since I last ate? Do I think I'm probably hungry? Like, how sure am I? Like, you could just say, before I eat anything, like, and this is just an offering I give you, we can change it, or we can do something else and do a million other things. Before I eat anything, in order to increase my awareness, I'm going to do a body scan of how hungry I think I am. And if I'm like on a scale from 1 to 10, where do you think you would need to be on your, like, how sure you are that you're physically hungry before you eat?
So I don't really have clues.
You're guessing based on time,
yeah,
your energy.
Okay.
What else helps you decide?
Concentration. A lot of times it's the clock, you know, it's morning time, then I'll have breakfast, or it's 12 or 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So, and I haven't yeah. eaten anything since, and then I'll, you know, eat then.
Yeah.
I mean,
and it's good enough. It's been working for you to lose weight, right? But while you are able to lose weight, not really knowing, that doesn't mean that before you eat, you can't also do a body scan and just be like, body, tell me, okay. come on, I'm listening. Tell me the little subtle cues. Like, 'cause when your body knows that, like, you're tapped in, like that channel of communication is open, you'll start to notice like some little okay. subtle signs.
Okay.
It could be concentration, could be brain fog, could be level of energy. You could notice like you're starting to slump at your desk. Like, could be a lot of things. You just got to figure this out.
Okay.
But you could put okay. this scan in before you eat and just like, just check. And then you could say like, if I'm like at a 7 or more in confidence that I'm hungry, then I will eat. Like, that my body is asking for food, even if I can't hear the cue.
All right.
That's
you'll
a kind
use the same
thing.
Scan to stop at enough too.
Yeah, you could. Okay. Does that feel easy for you?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah. I had put in there on my thing. I had asked questions, but I wasn't specific as far as what questions. So, you know, I could use what you're saying, which yeah. is in a form of questions to help me dial it in.
Yeah. And I just want to offer one other level to this, which is say to yourself, I must be doing something right in my guessing because I'm losing weight. And so
okay.
I can feel confident just to take it a little bit further and get a little more confident.
All right. That's
okay.
good. But I also put in there, use affirmations and ask questions to help.
There you go. See,
but that's sort of what an affirmation. Okay.
That's right. Like,
so
good job.
I wasn't specific though.
Yeah.
So
just
that helped
that's
me
just
be
part
more
of
specific.
The art. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's just part of the art of like learning how to like be your own, coach yourself through this process of the number threes. And then, yeah, just put on your calendar. But when you weigh in, just do the assessment part for part four and just see how that worked for you. And you know what? If you're like, I don't know, I'm going to try something else. Like, you can do that. That's what we'll do. Okay. All right, Wanda.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. So good to meet you. I'll bring you back down.
Okay.
All right, y'all. We're out of coaching time. I just want to really thank you all. Ashley, is there anything that I missed that you need from me? I want to just say to all of you, thank you so much for joining the call. This is a great way for you to engage in the challenge this month. You're doing it. You've got your deep dive on this worksheet. Like, you've got some things to try. If you're not sure, take it to your accountability group or your accountability partner. Or if you don't have one, just post it in the Facebook group. And you have, like, you know, thousands of no BS women who are going to give you some insights like I did for these women who I coached today. And, you know, it's just about trying some stuff and, like, see if it works, make it easy, make it delightful, and have a great weekend. Thank you, Ashley, for supporting us in the chat, and I'll see you later. Oh, wait, I forgot. Hold on. There's a survey coming out tomorrow. There's a really important survey. We're giving away $100 a day to No BS women for filling out the survey. If you all, you're going to get it in your weekly newsletter tomorrow. The link will be everywhere, but fill it out tomorrow, because then you get a chance every single day over the next 7 days to get a $100 gift card. Okay. Our goal is 50% of the membership. We want you all participating. It's going to be amazing. And it's going to help No BS be even better than it already is, based on your feedback about how we can improve. So see, we're doing our own assessment in No BS as you guys are doing yours. Okay. So I'll see you soon. Thanks, everybody.